Home Power, 91.3 FM, Beast TV, Channel 92, One Top Star, and Zone on Facebook. Bring you out of the press room from Lusaka, our cowboy, Livingstone, and Tuckerbilt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government calls the need to seize opportunities at national career fairs.
The Zambia Indigenous Association of Tour Operators, ZATO, is the science board for accurate information regarding the Victoria Falls.
In international news, African nationals among 58 injured by Iranian strikes in the United Arab Emirates.
In sports news, Zambia's renowned boxing champion is the Biri Hamza Kaplan.
With upfront in the lab news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Chris Bundy.
Vice President Magdalena Lumango has urged young people to take advantage of emerging opportunities and equip themselves with skills that are needed to compete in today's labor market. Speaking during the 2026 National Youth Careers Fair at the Nairobi International Conference Center in Lusaka, Mrs. Lumango said government remains committed to building skilled, innovative, and job-ready youth population. Held under the theme Arise and Soar, the Career Fair is aimed at bridging the gap between education, skills development, and industry demands. The Vice President highlighted ongoing initiatives such as the Youth Resource Centers, Apprenticeship and Internship Programs, Digital Skills Training, Youth Empowerment Funds, Constituency Development Fund Support for Education, and even Enterprise Development. She encouraged young people to use the platform to explore career pathways, build networks, and make informed decisions about their future. Described the fair as a practical response to challenges faced by youth in accessing career information.
This year's theme, Arise and Soar, 2026 onwards, is called on young people to stand in for sleep, for the world, to rise above limitations, and to pursue their ambitions with confidence and resilience. This career fair reinforces the importance of skills, mentorship, adaptability, and talent to navigate in today's global way. If you are granted, as they were doing before, put a just point of progress for the youth generation at a vice president. As we talk of creating platforms like this for us to be young people's effort, to also understand what an impact they can do even after school.
The Career Fair is part of the 2026 National Youth Week Celebration and aims to strengthen linkages between education, industry and employment.
The family of Mary Katilika, the suspected murderer of two children in Lusaka, is urging law enforcement agencies to ensure justice prevails in the case in which the accused allegedly threw the minors into the Ngwere River last Wednesday. Mary Katilika, the stepmother of the deceased, is accused of intentionally throwing the two children belonging to the first wife into the river in Chongwe District. Speaking during the burial of the six-year-old Matthias Kamanga at Mutumbi Cemetery and Remembrance Park in Lusaka yesterday, Mofat Musimoko, the father of the accused, expressed great sadness over the tragic loss of his grandchildren. Mr. Musimoko called for a thorough investigation into the incident, emphasizing that the government must hold accountable anyone responsible for the children's death. He lamented that the children did not deserve to meet such a horrific end.
Please,
And Madido Ward, Council and Chombo District Janet Kitenga, has urged the community to reject the rising trend of violence, describing it as alien to Zambia, a nation founded on Christian values. Ms. Kitenga said the search for a missing girl's body will continue. She also expressed gratitude to local leaders and the community for their support during this difficult time. Authorities conducted an extensive search of the river, successfully retrieving Matthias's body on February 26th, just a day after he and his two-year-old sister, Fitness Kamanga, who allegedly thrown into the crocodile-infested waters by their stepmother. Fitness's body has not yet been recovered. The children's stepmother, currently in police custody, is believed to have acted out of jealousy, as she has no children of her own in her polygamous marriage.
And within a separate development, the Zambia Indigenous Association of Tour Operators, also known as ZATO, has intensified calls for accurate information regarding the Victoria Falls, warning that misleading claims are harming Zambia's tourism industry. Speaking at a media briefing at the falls, ZATO President Patron Chikunde said assertions that the entire waterfall is in Zimbabwe are disadvantaging Zambia and affecting international bookings. Dr. Chikunde said while Zimbabwe has notable viewpoints, it is incorrect to suggest that key attractions such as Livingston Island are located outside Zambia, stressing that such representation is critical to protecting Zambia's tourism interests. He has since urged the media to help correct the narrative, calling for unified regional marketing while ensuring Zambia's contribution to the shared natural wonder is accurately presented.
We don't know how that process came about, but I think it's very important that some of these things are careful before they are put out there. Because probably we would have pointed out what was wrong there, but to put it there without consulting. So we are having an input now, and we are doing it for Zambia. We are not doing it for anybody else. We are doing it for Zambia. So I think there are certain times of the day when the fault is definitely much better on the Zimbabwean side during the dry season because of the main fault that we've been talking about. But as it is right now, we cannot say anything less than what we are experiencing. The fault of the Zimbabwean side is doing very well and it's a place to be. We have several viewpoints, several experiences that we try to have on the other side. We don't need to start, you know, tweaking the message. Let's be unified in everything that we are saying. We market this call and we say the truth about it. But if our friends are not telling the truth, that is provoking us to do what we are doing right now. We invite you people that we can talk about it.
Meanwhile, ZATO Secretary General Kelvin Mwela has echoed the call for balance and factor promotion within Victoria Falls. Mr. Mwela said some online articles and newly installed signage misrepresent the positioning of the Victoria Falls, clarifying that about 1.2 kilometers lie on the Zambian side, highlighting the Boiling Point Knife Bridge, rather Knife Edge Bridge, and Rock Island as unique viewpoints accessible from Zambia.